As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, July the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and we've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you, especially when we're joined by our very special guest, Vicki Davis. She's back again today, and we're going to go into a lot of very interesting things, so do stick around for that. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, well, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take us away on your mobile. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@centurytel.net. It's BVL host@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, 65647, Exeter, Missouri. A big shout out to Liberty Radio in Orangeville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for carrying Become Vocal Local. The listener audience, listener call in number remains 866-841-1065, and of course, your calls are welcome. Oh my. The U.S. dollar index down, gold and commodities up, the idiocracy roller coaster continues. The returning guest again today, Vicki Davis. We're going to talk about being shanghaied on the Orient Express or something along that line. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Thursday, July the 30th, 2009, out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was up $3.60, trading back at $33 even. Silver up 16 cents, trading at $13.43. Platinum up $4 today, $1,175 a troy ounce. Palladium up $2 at $255 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 928.40 for a low, 935.30 for a high, very narrow band there. But the $933 level remains $27.50 above where it was just 1 year ago for a 3.04% return on your investment. In London, the London gold fixing this morning happened. They set the price at 932. You can see we're a buck above that right now. In the equities markets, in the Dow Jones trading actively now at 9,138. The NASDAQ is up 20 at 1,987. The S&P is up 11 at 985. Crude oil at 9 o'clock a.m. this morning was up $1.25, trading at $64.60, and that USDX going to south off 29 basis points at 79.32, but again, closing in on that 80 level. The Canadian dollar trading today in the foreign exchange market at 92 cents U.S. The Mexican peso's coming in at 8 cents U.S. The euro's coming in at about $1.41 U.S. The British pound, $1.65. And you can load up today on Swiss franc for 92 cents. We'll be back on the other side with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Thursday morning, July the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, my name is William Roberts, and I'm joined again today by Vicki Davis. You might visit her website, www.channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. We're going to be talking about some of the articles that are posted on that website throughout this two-hour broadcast, so you might want to have that open on your browser if you are in a position where you can do that. Good morning, Vicki. You brought lots of stuff to the email box. Let's go into some of this information.
Yeah, pretty amazing article that I saw this morning. As the Associated Press is reporting that Arizona is considering selling off their Capitol buildings, their House and Senate buildings, and other state properties like the state prisons, the mental hospitals, and the really big one, MacArthur Caverns State Park, which this article says is the crown jewel of state parks in Arizona.
Well, privatization of government, you know, this, we talk about this public-private partnership all the time, and obviously one of the downsides for a decaying economy is that all of the states are going to be strapped for cash, and we can see that. But this is a little bit beyond the pale and over the top. I don't understand how they could possibly even consider selling off their state capitol buildings, but I would be very interested to find out what the logic and reason behind it is. beyond even what's in covered in this Yahoo News Group article. This to me is, I don't know, there seems to be a huge story going on in all of this, and it doesn't look as though I'm getting, well, I'll have to read on. Maybe you can tell me what more did you find out about it?
Well, not too much. I mean, you know, they go through the amount of money that they think they'll get from it, but the idea is that they would sell the buildings and then lease them back, and at some point in the future they would buy them back. I mean, that sounds too crazy to even be real.
It does sound too crazy to be real. One of the things that I can see in this, looking at this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, when it's put into tandem with the states adopting all of the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, you know, the first, the real trouble always has to come to the government first. We need to look to the government first. So they're going to need to have to retrofit all of these buildings and bring them up to codes and bring them up to the green energy standards. And they may be looking at this as a way of being able to sell them to a private investor who would then make a contractual commitment to get together with architects, engineers, and so on and so forth to figure out how to go about doing this, and then float loans, bonds, whatever, take out loans, make these repairs, perhaps over a period of years. There is an implementation schedule. So there may be some of that in the background besides just being broke as and no joke.
Well, except that, I mean, that would be a theory, except that several years ago, a friend noticed that a lot of the Capitol buildings around the whole country were being remodeled and refurbished all at the same time, which we thought was rather odd, you know, that all of the states or you know, quite a significant percentage of the states would be doing that sort of thing at exactly the same time.
I heard a story, maybe you could corroborate this, perhaps you heard it too, about some fire the state capitol had, I think, down in Texas. Didn't they do a substantial amount of remodeling down there as well?
Yeah, they did there, Idaho. Let's see, some of the Midwestern states, I think Missouri did. And I'd have to look it up again and find my notes on it, but it was kind of very intriguing that they were all doing it at the same time.
Well, it's front page news on Yahoo anyway, so it's under, folks, if you want to go and visit there, you can go to your Yahoo News Group, I guess it is, the U.S. News. Arizona lawmakers consider selling the Capitol buildings. It's right there. It's in your face.
Yeah,
amazing.
Well, in the it ultimately, they plan on using the Internet, you know, the backbone, and having a virtual legislature anyway, or a virtual parliament, at least with the countries included in the North American Union. You know, so they're basically going to go behind the curtain with a virtual parliament.
Well, this is what happened in Washington, D.C., is it not? They have the House, Congressional House building and things like that. But you go to the original offices of your state senators, your state House of Representatives, and they got the little red theater cord there with the stanchions, and you can look into the offices, but they really don't do anything there. So it's like they get rid of the corporate, what do they call it, they get rid of the... There's just different names. It's fictitious. I'm trying to think of it. It's the government du jour, the one of the day, and the other one, which didn't come to mind right away. But the idea here is that, I think you might have an angle there on this particular story. They're going to close down state governments as we go into this merger and come back perhaps with a virtual government that runs off the Internet. Very, very interesting concept.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi hired somebody to work for her that is an IT person that I do believe was going to be involved in the design and implementation of the virtual parliament, and I'm not sure how far along they've gotten on that, but it's definitely in the cards, and it's absolutely fits with everything else in this country. You know, it's almost like we're, you know how a building that has termites is, the building looks okay, unless you know what to look for, but if you touch it, it all falls to dust.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way that our institutional infrastructure is going. It's a facade, like a movie facade, and there's nothing behind it.
Yeah, it's like the Midwest, when the Western expansion was going on, they'd just build a storefront, a wooden storefront, and paint it all up, and behind it they'd have a tent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we found that out with Mattel, didn't we? You know, they turned out that they're just at this point, they're just a brand manager. They don't produce anything in this country. They only sell in this country. Everything, all of the toys that Mattel produces, they're made in China and shipped over here. So I think it would be frightening if we knew the extent to which our country has been hollowed out, and the fact that Arizona is going to be selling off, or considering selling off, the assets of the state is indicative of that hollowing out.
Well, it certainly is, and we'll pick all of this up and much, much more on the other side. Folks, we're visiting today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay right there. We'll be back in three.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable-rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code Oracle at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we have returned once again. We're talking with our guest, Vicki Davis. Coming back Tuesdays and Thursdays now. We've got a whole month of archives that you can go back and access, listen to our discussions. She has a website up on the web that you might want to visit. It's www.channelingreality.com. Today we're looking at a page, initially, the NAFTA superhighway history. And to just kind of recap from where we were on Tuesday, we started in trying to outline how this transportation infrastructure, the smart highway, the smart grids, and all of these things work together, and pointed back to the time of Dwight Eisenhower and the creation of the National System of Interstate and Defense Highways. But we're going to go a little bit beyond that. One of the things that this particular article starts off with, Vicki, is this Metropolitan Planning Organizations, or the MPOs, and we talked about this idea of having memorandums of understanding and all through this process of regionalism all across America, all of these various and sundry regional groups and regional planning groups. And the idea of metropolitan planning calls to my mind Metro 1313, but back in the Federal Highway Federal Aid Highway Act of 1962, it says came with the requirement for urban transportation planning for metropolitan areas, defined as having a population of 50,000 or greater. So all across America, folks, if you live in an area that has a population, back in 1962 had a population of greater than 50,000, very likely you had one of these metro councils that work right where you are. You had another link down below on this page that you wanted to draw to our audience attention, Vicki, but start anywhere on the page and let's get this rolling.
Well, boy, this is it's so big, it's hard to know where to start. But since my focus has been on technology, what I wanted to do was to talk about where the technology started and when it started. And it actually started the technology part of the deal started over in Europe with a project called Prometheus, which, you know, is, I don't think, coincidental with last time we were talking about 1991 being the year that Pandora's box was opened. Well, that kind of goes along with the Prometheus vision, actually.
Yes, it does.
And the Prometheus project started over in Europe in 1986. So, you know, that's the thing about this whole global government that people need to understand, is that it's all, there's documentation for all of it. All you have to do is go, you know, find where it starts and follow it through, and you'll see, you know, all roads lead to global governance, you know, and everything that they've done probably since about since 1947 or, you know, whatever, but you can just about pick any year and start following something, and it will lead to the international system.
Well, one of the things that really, you know, irks me to no end on all of this, you know, is that it is being done by committee, it's being done by consensus, it's being facilitated, you know, all of this stuff, and it's happening really below the general radar. You know, I don't recall ever having opened up a Seattle Times or a Seattle Post-Intelligence or newspaper and read about the Artico Prometheus program, you know, European Road Transport Telematics Implementation Coordination Organization, Artico, was created in November of 1991. I just don't remember having read about that or heard about it. So, to me, part of what I've learned from FEMA by studying all their various getting started manuals and things like that, there is a process which some of the planners have encouraged but doesn't seem to be implemented, in that there's no publicity, there's no public participation in any of this. And I think largely, Vicki, and I might be mistaken, but I think largely it's because if the people of the world knew how vast this interdependent, interconnected, interoperable system is, and as planned to be, there would be just an overall systematic revolt against these people and drive them right off the planet Earth if it was possible.
Oh, I'm absolutely certain of it. The times when I read things, you know, about different countries, what's going on in their countries, the people in those countries are protesting the very same things that we're protesting here. Because all of this whole global governance system is being imposed top down. And it is being imposed through these regional organizations and through committees. In that CFR document on global government program that we talked about a couple of programs ago, it said that, you know, that the UN, the international system, works through the regional organizations. And so because your government structure, whether it's, you know, city, county, or state, only covers a certain jurisdiction, when you get a cross-jurisdictional organization that is charged with implementing a program that crosses jurisdictional boundaries, then that regional organization or committee basically usurps authority from the jurisdictions involved. So it cannibalizes your local government, you know, and it doesn't matter whether at what level, you know, city or county or state. When you have a regional organization that crosses jurisdictional boundaries, it overrides your local elected government.
And that includes the federal government as well, that have also been relegated to the dustbin and all this. Here's a little bit about Eretico that you've got listed on the website. Give the audience an idea. Eretico is a multi-sector, and just listen to the language, folks, a multi-sector public-private partnership pursuing the development and deployment of ITS, which we'll define in a moment. It exists to promote a single, successful, pan-European ITS market and to ensure that the European interests are fully represented throughout the world. And this ITS is the Intelligent Transport Systems and Services. It's the integration of information and communication technology with transport infrastructure, vehicles, and users. And so we think about, you know, fellow travelers, basically satellites, they used to call them communists, you know, or collectivists, the fellow travelers, sometimes they would call them masons and other various and sundry adjectives to try and get a handle around it. But this whole idea of these travelers, the travelers are in charge now. And so they are setting up these various and sundry systems that, again, ostensibly, you know, you can just see it, Vicki. It would be so easy to sell junior legislators and Congress critters on this stuff, because when you can paint this picture of this interoperable, seamless flowing of commodities and people all over the world, and it's a one big happy family, and it's just a great big partnership as a public partnership and a multi-sector public-private partnership, it just sounds so warm and fuzzy and kumbaya, you know, who could be against it? But when you do as you've done, Vicki, go in and cut it down, look at it, lay it out, lay it side by side with these other things, the whole idea of blending all of the nations of the planet into this one global nation, the idea of blending all of the peoples onto this planet into this one global diversity population, you know, it goes against the customs, the tongues, the tribes, the creeds, and everything that people hold near and dear to their hearts, and it flies in the face of common sense. We'll be right back, folks, and pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. We're talking about this very interesting NAFTA Superhighway page on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. Vicki kind of got carried away there myself going into the break. Please go back and let's talk a little bit more about this Artico and some of the other things that are falling away from this Prometheus Drive project.
Okay. Well, one thing, though, that you were saying leading up to the break about the global system, one important thing that really hurt us in all of this is that these international agreements were all negotiated by the State Department. The U.S. Trade Representative works for, you know, the State Department, and so they've used our economy and our country as a negotiating tool for diplomacy. And, you know, with it was the State Department, of course, that managed the Marshall Agreement and all of that stuff. And so, you know, and one of their objectives was to build the European Union. So they've been involved in all of this global diplomacy from the beginning. But what they did to us with this, with China and with the Asian Pacific area is that in 1989, Robert Zoellick, as an undersecretary of state, he helped to form APEC. APEC is the Asian Pacific Economic Region. And so, you know, he helped set them up, And then they, once they got their organization formed, then they basically used the NAFTA agreement to implement the APEC goals for economic development for China, which means that they came through by way of Mexico to be able to import their goods into the United States. Now, under the WTO system, all of the countries have the ability, of course, to sign free trade agreements with each other. You know, we sign a free trade agreement with Mexico. Mexico signs a free trade agreement with China. When they sign the free trade agreement, it's like extension of the contract, you know, to the rights of the contract with between Mexico and the United States flow through to whoever Mexico signs a free trade agreement with. And that's the way that the State Department has, the U.S. Trade Representative has been opening up all countries for this global system.
So you're saying then that, that when Mexico enters into a treaty or an alliance, and we have a treaty or alliance with Mexico, that Mexico's treaty or alliance binds us, or that we become a party to that?
Well, yes, in effect, yes, because we have an agreement with Mexico. So if Mexico businesses then, if Mexico signs an agreement with China, then Mexican businessmen are doing business with China, it extends the provisions, the benefits of the agreement to whoever has signed on to the contract.
Exactly. I'm starting to see this many-layered onion that we're dealing with. So this APEC, the meetings, I'm just looking at the website here, the USTR Zolik to attend the APEC meeting in Shanghai, June 6th and 7th. But this building on his earlier trips to Latin America and Europe, U.S. Trade Representative Robert B. Zolik will travel to Shanghai to attend the June the 6th and 7th Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. These are these APEC meetings. And then, dropping down in this particular article, also on the website, the theme, it goes on and talks about their themes. They always have these visions and whatnot. But they give a list of numbers, APEC members, which are, folks, just wrap your mind around this, how deep this this could go. The members are Australia, Brunei, I don't have a clue where that is, Canada, Chile, China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Peru, the Philippines, Russia, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, and the United States. And so if any of these countries, the way that I'm hearing what you're saying, if we have an agreement to do trade with Peru or the Philippines or New Guinea, and they sign up with another country to do something else in their trade basket, we have to deal with their trade, and so we will be getting... it's almost like a plate of spaghetti, all these different noodles that just kind of lay out there, and then they hide it under all of this. The sauce is the multi-sector public-private partnership sauce.
Yeah, well, it is. It's kind of mind-boggling when you try to put all the pieces together, but that is how it works. And I remember when they were negotiating the Singapore-Chile free trade agreements. Well, Indians were already, it included virtually unlimited import of workers, you know, coming from Singapore. And India already had an agreement with Singapore. And so when we signed the agreement with Singapore, and it allowed for... the importation of virtually unlimited workers coming through Singapore, well, the Indians, of course, went to Singapore because then they could use that agreement to come into the United States.
Oh,
I mean, it's just such an incredible debacle.
It calls to my mind, you know, the sound of the wisdom of George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, although I don't really care for Hamilton. But the wisdom behind this idea of being friends with all and establishing, you know, these foreign entanglements and foreign alliances with none. We can do business with other countries, but we can see the downside of these foreign entanglements. And I wonder, you know, Vicki, whether or not there is anyone who could even write up a complete or a concise statement of a where we are today paper, you know, given the state of the state, or given, you know, we hear this ridiculous State of the Union addresses, you know, public relations stunts. But the State of the Union is in such shambles because of what the State Department and our trade, our commerce, all of these various boards and councils have done. We're in a position where I don't know whether anyone could even speak this, or much less write it.
I can give it to you.
Well, I know.
Two words, deep.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm seeing here. So, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot, you know, this idea of becoming vocal local and starting right where we are at our local level, working our way back up through this process, trying to get to a point where we could actually have a majority position on both the Republican and the Democratic parties, with the idea in mind of getting rid of the established two-party political system altogether, and then going into a process which I call Operation Clean Sweep, which would be basically a housekeeping from the top down. Once we've come from the bottom up with a new system of representative government, constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, then we have to go through this process of Operation Clean Sweep, which I think it would take no less than at least 12, or, and even in view of this information today, perhaps even longer than 12 years, to just disestablish ourselves from the insanity that has been built ever since the League of Nations concept was floated.
Yeah. Well, it first of all takes a lot of education for people to even understand the global system and how it's implemented and how we're being lied to by omission. I mean, you know, I'm over 50 years old, but all the time up until a few years ago, I had no idea about how much the international system affects what goes on in this country. And you know, now maybe I just missed it in the newspaper. I don't know, but I was totally oblivious to all of it.
Well, one of the legal maxims that I came across when I was reading the Black's Law Dictionary, 8th edition, and they have a big section, folks, and if you out there in radio listening land, if you don't have a copy of Black's Law Dictionary in your house, at this particular juncture in the development of the world, I strongly recommend you get one. The 8th edition, which is brand new, runs about $85. But you can get it directly from Thompson West. But back in the back here, there's a whole section on legal maxims. I'll pick that up on the other side of the break. Stay with me.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned, and this particular article that we're looking at here talks about an APEC meeting, and this was back in June 6th, the 7th of 2001, where Robert Zoellick, or Ambassador Zoellick, met with 21 of these APEC members, and we went through that list, folks. But one of the last paragraphs in this is reads this way. It says, this APEC meeting will help prepare for the APEC summit in Shanghai, China, in October, and President Jorge Bush intends to attend the summit. Started in 1989, APEC provides a valuable forum for representatives to meet to develop ways to enhance economic growth and prosperity. It's always economic growth and prosperity. It's this unending growth and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. APEC's work has been focused on programs and policies designed to further this goal. And then it continues and continues. But since 1994, a principal APEC objective has been to achieve free trade by 2010 for developed countries and 2020 for developing countries. U.S. two-way trade with APEC members exceeds $1.1 trillion. I would imagine that's annually, about two-thirds of U.S. trade with the world. So in the formation of this concept, this APEC, and with your understanding of computer systems, and as we got from Dr. Ruth David, or David, Ruth David the other day, listening to that clip, she says that you need to think this in these days in three broad heads. One of them is think global, and then she said that we want to think system, and then we want to think in resilience. And so maybe from a computing standpoint, from the standpoint of running this stuff all through a interconnected, interoperable computer network, Vicky, how do you see this international economic system functioning, or any thoughts along that direction?
Yeah, what Ruth David was doing was working on a global transportation system, intelligent transportation system, and they would put it under the heading of security. You know, in order to facilitate global trade. But what they're facilitating is the demise of the United States, given, and this was absolutely predictable, just based on the economics of trading with China because of the difference in labor costs. And I'm going to have to switch phones. I'm sorry. So you're going to hear a click.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But one of the things that I'm hearing in this, too, Vicki, is that we're not only talking about getting rid of the United States, if you will, or bringing down the United States. I mean, that's our common, ignorant, arrogant American way where we think when we travel in Japan or China, everyone should speak English and we should get menus that are given to us in English and so on. It's kind of a very a nationalistic view to the world. But at the same time, it does the same damage to all of these trading partners, would it not? I mean, it would do the same damage to China. It would do the same damage to Russia. It would do the same damage to Germany or England. Anyone that participates or enters into this milieu would find themselves faced in the same predicament.
That's absolutely true. And once this whole global system is implemented, it's going to be a gray world because everything will be the same in all of the countries. I'll never forget, I was watching a C-SPAN program, and Susan Schwab went down to South America. I forget which country, maybe it was Brazil or Argentina or one of those countries down there. And they were talking about the whole trade thing, and the person down there might as well have been from Washington, D.C. She used the same language, the same, canned phrases, and I was thinking, God, that is so incredibly sad for the world, you know, that this whole global system is going to make everybody the same. It will, there will be no difference. What, you know, why would you bother going to some other country other than to see their geographic differences, because their cultural and political systems are going to be the same.
And if we look at where the where the browser is pointed, I guess it'd be an internet way of saying it. If we look towards the domain names here, if we look to where we're headed in all of this, that's true. Mount Fuji is still there. Mount Rainier is still in Washington State. The Blue Ridge is still down there, and the Appalachians, all those things are true. Yeah, you are in Bermuda. But if everyone is wearing jeans and T-shirts with a ball cap twisted around 180 degrees, and they're wearing their Teva sandals or Nike tennis shoes, they're all basically indoctrinated with the same educational system. No matter where you go, you use such a very good term there, gray, no matter where you go, the sameness would be overwhelming. It's like instead of having welcoming and celebrating diversity, and I call that true diversity, where the Dutch are the Dutch and the German are the German and the English are English and the Americans are, well, American, Canadians, are Canadians and so on, that's true diversity. But this welcoming this great grand diversity that is visioned by the global East, there's only going to really be one distinction. You'll either be one of the ones that wears the suits and has the $400 haircuts, or you're going to be wearing field garments, dungarees, look like you're ready to go out and do the lettuce field at any moment. It'll be an A and a B, a dualistic society. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Well, but there will be an intermediate class in there, and that's the people that the minions, that manage the global system.
Well, the way that August Comte styled that was when he was visualizing his positive polity and his positive philosophy, the way that he styled it was a Republic of the West. Of course, he was thinking only about one half of the planet. But he was thinking of an appointed dictator, a dictator that was appointed, really, to serve and appointed by the captains of finance and industry. And then that appointed dictator would be aided in all of his adventures by a cadre of super social scientists. So we hear all the time about the experts say and the people familiar with the matter said and that sort of thing. We've got the people who work at the universities and academia, who help to develop the language and the technology and things like that. This cadre of super social scientists that support the captains of finance and industries appointed dictators, much of the same way that we can see that it's styled in the United Nations organs and bodies. So much of what August Comte, his system of positivism, is coming real, but these might be that intermediary class that you're talking about, this super social scientist.
Except for the cop on the beat, you know, on the beat that's going to be carrying the billy club, you know, for when you don't pick the weeds in your yard.
Well, those are going to, you know, that would be like the RoboCop enforcers, you know, and how long that's going to have to be done by human labor is just a matter of time. I mean, we've got researchers on this network, Michael Vail and Doug Owen and Lee Rogers and Josh Reeves and others, and they've been looking at this advancing technology, various and sundry robotics. How much longer we'll have the cop on the walk is to be basically determined by these super social scientists, I'm afraid.
Well, that's true. There will come a time when there are cameras, surveilling the area 24/7, and so you won't be able to spit on the sidewalk without it being recorded, and you get a fine or whatever.
Yeah, well,
just like they do in Singapore.
All of this space technology, you know, this low Earth orbit atmosphere satellite technology that will work in this same process. I mean, back in your article here, I don't have it right in front of me because you've sent me a pile of stuff this morning, but in there it was talking about looking at the automobiles and the trucks and all of the transportation stuff, but also as the each individual being able to, through electronic means, and the use of the GPS location, the geospatial location of technology, everything can be all movements can be tracked and traced, and we've talked about this on previous broadcasts as well. So with a eye in the sky cop, basically, if you're doing something untoward and a call comes in about it, back in the 90s we had GPS land surveying that was accurate to within a circle of about 6 feet. Well, today, folks, it may be more accurate. They may be able to drill you right on the top of the head. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of our top of the hour break. Stay with us for hour number two.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We definitely come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm visiting today with Vicki Davis. You bring the box kite, I tie my little tail onto it, and then I've just got to scrabble like crazy to hold onto the string. Let's pick it up where we left off in the first hour and continue in on the discussion that we're having before the break.
Okay, well, the plan for intelligent highway systems is all inclusive, and there are five functional areas that are covered, and I'll just give them to you very briefly. It's advanced traffic management systems that has an acronym of ATMS, the advanced traveler information systems that has an acronym of ATIS, the Advanced Vehicle Control Systems, which is AVCS, the Commercial Vehicle Operations, that has an acronym of CVL, and the Advanced Public Transportation Systems, APTS. And these five functional areas they have major systems designed to cover each one of those areas. They're all integrated, and they basically set up the United States as a total police state surveillance system, because these systems, these major system areas, encompass the entire infrastructure, you know, for anything that moves.
Yeah, I see that.
And so, and while it was sold under the idea of being to facilitate trade and keep traffic moving more efficiently, it's dual use, and the dual use is the police state.
Well, there's military and private. There would be a military and commercial application to all of this. There's no privacy anywhere. That's been relegated to the dustbin of history. So we can see this as being both military application and commerce application. And from what we can see in our own economy right now, Vicki, and I may be completely out to lunch. I mean, here in Southwest Missouri, we still make the lazy boy recliners. But as far as major driving influence in our economy, certainly it would be the military industrial complex and all of the various and sundry governmental organizations that have been built that still are the top of our economy. Very little of commerce happens outside of that umbrella.
Right. So, well, and if you think about all the most of the terrorist acts around the world, they've all involved transportation systems, haven't they? The train bombing in London, the sarin gas in Tokyo, that was at a train station. In the United States, 9/11 hit the World Trade Center, the Port Authority buildings. So, and what does that do? Terrorist act? Oh, well, you need security. You know, let's just implement a command and control center and cameras and sensors, you know, so that, you know, we'll be ready the next time those terrorists hit.
Yeah, those dirty terrorists, you know, brings to my memory the third plank there that Dr. David Ruth laid out, resilience, you know. So we can say on one hand, you know, that we're talking about sustainable development and sustaining development, but as I've fairly well laid out, my feeling on that is that all of this is about demand. It's all about demand. It's demand for government, it's demand for services, it's demand for products, and it's this particular break is demanding that we stop. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned, and again, I'm talking with Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. In general, loosely and lightly, we're talking about looking at an article there, posted there. It's the NAFTA superhighways. And on that particular website, Vicki, there's a map that you've posted from the North American Forum on Integration. It's the North American Trade Corridors, which shows all of North America, Mexico, the United States of America, Canada, and Alaska. Of course, Alaska is part of the United States of America. But anyway, it shows it. And it's interesting because all of the various state boundaries of all of those three countries are shown in outline format. There's no difference in the weight of the lines, however, so you can't see, unless you happen to know how the geographic boundaries look, you can't see the distinction between Canada and Alaska, between Canada and the United States, between the United States, the southern border, and all of the states of Mexico. You can't see any of them. And then they've split it up in vertical bars in four bands, Pacific, West, East, and Atlantic. And what I find interesting on that map, in addition to all of the above, is that Kansas City, Missouri, is the only major city that I can see on this map that actually lies spot on to one of these bands right on their borders. And so as far as this particular group is concerned, the North American Forum on Integration, it looks like integration, the only real city there is Kansas City, And it makes the jump off point or the division point between the east and the west. So I guess from their standpoint, we could say that the east and the west in the North American hemisphere meet in Kansas City.
Yeah, and it was Kansas City where a guy named George Blackwood started up an organization called the NAITCP. That's the North American International Trade Corridor Partnership. Started out to be an organization of mayors and city councils. And this guy, George Blackwood, was working with another guy that was down in Mexico. And the idea was, of course, you know, they were trying to get concurrence of all of the cities involved to create the Trans-Texas Corridor. But it wasn't just the Trans-Texas Corridor. There's another corridor that runs up through, it's the I-69 corridor that goes through Laredo. But so this, and I forget what the guy's name is offhand, but they were working through this organization, and ultimately they merged with NASCO, NASCO, and I think it was because they wanted to go undercover, you know, because these were city officials working with the officials in a foreign country, which is against the Constitution, actually. Except, I guess, I don't know if, you know, what the legalities are with getting permission, but they were involved in negotiations with foreign officials.
Well, right now I think we've got the Constitution fairly well surrounded by brass and under glass, and it's going to take a revolution to get it back into general circulation, but certainly we're trying to do that through information first and foremost. Looking at these priority corridors, again, on the same page, China, Mexico, we can see how they line up with these vertical bands that were discussed in the previous. And then we come back down again. We're still finding ourselves getting linked back into this APEC, communist China's connection to the U.S. transportation, you write here, is being facilitated by their Mexican partners and NASCO. NASCO merged with an organization named the North American International Trade Corridor Partnership, the NAITCP, which you mentioned. And before that merger, the NAITCP had their own website, and then it continues and so on. But here's an excerpt from the an overview, the Trans-Pacific Multimodal Security System. Here it is, an important step toward the further integration of Mexico in APEC trading partners is the development of a modern multimodal security system between North America and Asia. The backbone of this new system will be frequent maritime routes between selected Asian ports and the Mexican ports of Manzanillo and Lázaro Cárdenas. And these sea routes will be supported by enhanced rail services running through the heart of North America, TFM and Ferromex, in coordination with Kansas City Southern and Union Pacific, will be the workhorses hauling cargo north out of the ports of Manzanillo and Lázaro Cárdenas. And many of the listeners are familiar with this system. But folks, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, we're not just picking at moonbeams here. We've actually got something on the plate that is honest and at us and very, very well developed already. So do visit her website, channelingreality.com, and search around. But this NAFTA superhighway is interesting. Earlier, you mentioned this idea of Shanghai, and one of the articles that you sent to me, this idea of Shanghai by APEC, back at APEC again, the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. Let's start talking a little bit about this Shanghai coordination thing.
Okay. Well, what they did, okay, this goes to the extension of free trade agreements, you know, to trading partners. And what they did was to use NAFTA Chapter 11 in order to force the agenda of the international highway system. And the way that they did that is that Chapter 11, I call it the blackmail government provision. Basically, what it says is that if a corporation is doing business in a foreign country where we have a free trade agreement, and their laws conflict with our laws, they can dispute our laws before the NAFTA tribunal. Now, the NAFTA tribunal is a kangaroo court that has representatives from each of the countries under the NAFTA agreement. It's a representative from Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And trade disputes are put before this tribunal for a decision. Their decisions are binding in law, and we either have to change our law or pay the corporation the amount of money that they lost by not being able to do business in our country.
So certainly we would change our laws to being the kind of a round-heeled country we have become.
Yeah, and they used that, I have a page on NAFTA Chapter 11 in my North American Union section, and that provision, NAFTA Chapter 11, has been used to break down California's environmental laws in for a lot of different things, like...
We'll hold it right there. We'll pick it up on the other side with California's environmental laws breaking down right after this break. We'll be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
I guess it might be a little bit too strong to say convert or die, but definitely if you don't change your laws in order to come in line with these various associations, the penalties that will be forthcoming. So let's pick it up there with how California's legal structure had to be altered as well.
Yeah. Well, probably a more familiar case that everybody knows about is the Mexican trucking, you know, bringing Mexican trucks across the border into the United States. Well, the reason that they can do that and the reason we couldn't get Congress to stop that is because Mexico went before the NAFTA tribunal and they sued under NAFTA Chapter 11 to force open our borders for these trucking companies. And that's which, you know, Mexico in partnership with China, you can see how this works. You know, they want to bring goods produced in China up through Mexico and cross the border right into the United States. And they used NAFTA Chapter 11 to do that.
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of the various and sundry champions for, you know, building the fence and closing the borders and so on and so forth. And I'm certainly all in favor of shutting down this illegal migration. But at the same time, we haven't heard this kind of discussion as part of the dialogue when we talk about the border situation. And, you know, Vicki, and we've talked about this before, I have to ask, why not? When we know that these things exist, and now that you know, and you've had this up on your website sometime, when all of these various and sundries, you know, the tribunals, the treaties, the alliances exist, why do we allow ourselves to be led astray, I guess you will, by the ones that are championing for a few contributions or dollars or to build their pluralistic little groups, when we've got these very, very serious issues that are driving the day?
Well, because the members of Congress would have to admit that they agreed to sign away U.S. sovereignty or bankrupt our nation. Because this, under this NAFTA Chapter 11, those are the options. You know, you either change your laws or break your laws if you don't get them changed, or pay the alleged losses to the corporation that can't do business in our country because of the because of our laws.
Well, as this article, a particular article, starts off, Shanghai by APEC, you have a definition. I always like to define our terms or get an understanding of the meanings and senses of the words, folks, but Shanghai is a transitive verb, which means to kidnap for compulsory service, to induce or compel someone to do something, especially by fraud or by force. And that reminds me that I'd started in on this Black's Law Dictionary legal maxim, but the legal maxim is suppressio viri, which is basically the suppression of truth, which has for centuries constituted fraud. And so this is a very fraudulent dealing when the Congress suppresses the revelation or revealing of the truth of why these various and sundry things happen and why they cannot do anything about it.
Right. Well, and I don't recall ever reading anything about NAFTA Chapter 11 in a mainstream newspaper, you know, that hit national news or anything. I don't know, maybe Lou Dobbs might have mentioned it, but I don't recall. But certainly back in, you know, prior to 9/11, I don't recall it ever being discussed at all. Not even NAFTA. All of, you know, all of this stuff that I've researched, I've found out after I started doing my research, mostly after 9/11. And one of the interesting things that I found in this research is that on September 6, 2001, Vincente Fox gave an address to the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. And his implicit in what he was saying was that they were using NAFTA Chapter 11 to force open our border. Okay, he starts out by saying, I'm just going to read this little bit, quotes that I have here. "Years ago, the United States Congress faced a difficult decision and chose to vote in favor of a greater integration with Mexico through the North American Free Trade Agreement. The partnership between Mexico and the United States is still incomplete. There remain many unresolved issues that must be dealt with in order to achieve our common goals as partners. One of these goals is an issue which this great body will consider soon and which entails an important obligation under NAFTA. It is the issue of access to the United States for Mexican trucks. For this, as in many other items on our common agenda, we need your trust. Trust will allow both countries to comply responsibly and maturely with their obligations to one another. Well, they had already sued in under, you know, and appeared before the NAFTA tribunal, and the tribunal found against the United States that we had to open up our borders to the Mexican trucks, and despite what they say about Mexican trucks being up to par with American trucks in terms of safety and everything else, they're not, you know. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but when you're driving on the highway, you'll notice that more and more signs are becoming international, you know, so that the Mexican drivers who don't speak English, you know, can, you know, look at pictures.
Well, I'd hate to agree with you, but I have seen some more of these international symbols out there, and it really it fries me. It really does. But again, we need to look at. I like to consider myself, Becky, as a political realist, all right? There's always the pipe dream, and then there's the utopianist and all of that. But as a political realist, in your various and sundry research of NAFTA, can you see any backdoors? Is there any way that we can get ourselves disentangled in this foreign alliance?
Yes, there's a provision that says, I think, with 6 months' notice or something, we could just the Congress could just vote and get out of these agreements. They could get out of the WTO. They could get out of the NAFTA agreement. They could shut the whole darn thing down.
So we really need to look right at this established two-party political system, folks, as being, and as you've stated and as I've stated many times, these basically they're Congress whores. You know, Congress, if you look in the dictionaries, your early dictionaries, you'll see that it's the intercourse one with another. And so it's not just a slur. It's actually correct. As far as the word is concerned, but these Congress whores have been bought out, sold to just about anybody and everybody, anybody with the highest bidder. We're sitting right now, coming into the 2010 election cycle. They're looking for campaign contributions. When they're sitting there looking at health care issues, when they're looking at transportation issues, when they're looking at global security issues, they're thinking about their constituents. And folks, that's not you. That's not me. It's the parties, and it's all of the various people that have contributed to their campaigns. They are the constituents, neither you nor I. We are the voter, but we are not their constituents. And so we need to break this cycle. Somehow or another, we're going to need to break this back and get these facilitators out of there, because as long as we allow them to continue in this established two-party political system, there can be no relief expected, in my opinion.
Well, you know what, one thing, the reason why I kind of wasn't totally prepared this morning is because I found something interesting, and I was searching for information on it, and, you know, it kind of tends to get kind of deep, you know, when you go looking for this kind of information. But in a couple of things that I read, in the year 2000, there was a meeting in Cancun, a meeting of APEC.
Hold that meeting right there. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break, folks. We'll be back
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again for the final half hour of today's broadcast. Folks, if you want to get on the line here, it's 866-841-1065. Please don't wait till the last moment. If you've got a question for Vicki or myself, do feel free to call in. Vicki, as we're going into the break, you have taken us to Cancun with another piece of information. We came to a deep well here. I brought a mason jar today. I'm tired of this little juice glass thing. That's not going to work. Go ahead. Let's pick it up right there.
Well, in Cancun, what happened is that the developing countries led by Brazil basically announced that they were taking charge. And, of course, you know, Brazil, India, Russia, those are the BRIC countries. They became the BRIC at that point, led by Brazil. And so that's what I found this morning. And it makes sense given what we're seeing in our country, you know, which is that our economy is collapsing, and the developing countries that were allegedly, I guess they thought that they weren't getting enough benefit out of these free trade agreements or something, but I don't think that the people in any of the countries are getting any benefit out of it, and I think that's because, and this is my opinion, it's because of the accounting statistical fraud of our government reports, you know, economic reports.
Yeah, well, one of the things that, you know, that triggers, you know, in my mind when we say that the economy is collapsing, you know, I report on this economic situation every day. I think it would be more accurate to say that our economy is being collapsed. You can't follow this failed model, the Keynesian model, which basically says that you can spend your way into prosperity. You cannot continue, you know, your checkbook, my checkbook, Vicky's checkbook, it don't work that way. Just because you can continue to write overdrafts against a bank balance of zero doesn't mean that that's going to be intelligent. And you're certainly not going to get out of financial trouble by continuing to write more and more debt into existence, which has basically been the goal for most of the Jorge Bush administration. But we can go all the way back. I mean, wherever you want to pick it up, you can start with Ronnie Reagan's, the great communicator. I call him the great communitarian. But Ronnie Reagan's, Ronald Reagan, when he came into office, if what I've read in the past is accurate, the United States of America was still the world's greatest creditor nation. By the time that he left office, we were the world's greatest debtor nation, and we've been going downhill ever since. So the idea is to destroy our financial house, destroy our the way that the world looks at us, destroy our integrity, make nothing but shame of the established two-party political system. Of course, that has not only just been done, but that in itself is necessary. But every part of us, this one great proud nation, and I can't even really say that without putting my tongue in my cheek, but this nation has been so thoroughly discredited in the last 100 years. Maybe we should even start in the late 1890s and bring it forward from there, or maybe even go back and begin at the War of Secession, the war between the states. But this whole process, Vicky, has been step by step by step moving us towards setting the capstone on this new global system of governance.
Yeah, and what do they have to do that? They have to break all of the nations in the world in order to have this global governance structure. And the thing that's interesting to me is that I don't know if you remember George Bush saying that Al-Qaeda, that's what Al-Qaeda wants to do. They want to break nations, take us back to the Stone Age. But in fact, when you look at this whole global trading system, it's the people that are doing the global trading system that are breaking the nations.
Well,
who's Al-Qaeda, you know?
Well, the idea, though, you know, and we've talked about this, and maybe I need to visit it again on another broadcast, but if we go back and we look at the rise of the mercantilism, the rise of the commercial, it was actually called the commercial revolution, and we can start in there, we can see that it was the entrepreneurs, if you will, the artisans and the guilds and the craftsmen, that actually started this process toward parliamentary governments. It was a shift of power away from the idea of lords and ladies and manors and three fields and all of that feudal stuff, past the idea of the divine right of kings to rule, to the creation of this round-headed parliament system, which then gave the financial interests, the usurers and others, access to and control of and actual power of government. And now we can see how, as the monopoly capitalists have centered all of these various energies, the industrialists, the captains of finance and industry, as they've brought it all under one umbrella and under one head, the whole idea of nations are just an impediment to their continued advance in trade. So, you know, the whole idea of sustainable development, it's all about sustaining environmental and economic development. And it has little to do with making our lives better, the pursuit of life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness. None of that figures into this. It's all about continuing this drive of prosperity and economic advancement and prosperity, you know, security. You know, it's just a real, it's a wrong-headed way of looking at the world.
Well, it's a false, it's false. It's deceptive advertising. And you don't have to be an economist. You don't even have to be very smart to realize that if your economy is collapsing, what do? It's because if you're losing jobs to another country, and, you know, you're having record foreclosures, record bankruptcies, everything is collapsing, close the damn border.
Really,
you know?
It's like, you know, when you got a sucking chest wound on the body politic, you know, a Band-Aid isn't going to be the cure that you're looking for. You need to address the disease. And we say that a lot on this broadcast. Rather than looking at the victims and raising them up to the level of a victimology, a new social science, or looking at the symptoms and raising the symptoms up to the level of a super social science, we really need to focus on the disease. If we can eradicate or cure the disease, then all of the symptoms and all the victims start to just drop off. They're done. They're healed. And so we go ahead.
If they had taken that TARP money and the economic stimulus money, and they had done an analysis to say, what do we need, what is absolutely essential that we import now, because we're going to build factories to replace those imports right now, close the borders, and we'll suffer for a little while, you know, while we're rebuilding our industrial base, but ultimately the country will be better off. But what did Obama say? Don't beggar your neighbor. I don't know what he means by don't beggar your neighbor, because by not allowing them to import into our country and force us to buy all this cheap crap that's produced in their country.
Well, you know, he's the kind of the community organizer, and so he knows the talking points. He follows the script just like any trained facilitator, any consensus builder. He's a community organizer. We can't expect too much from between his ears, but certainly even the TARP monies, you cannot loan into existence. You cannot create prosperity out of creating debt. Backing out, taking every legal opportunity that we can, every diplomatic opportunity that we can to disentangle ourselves from all these things, but we're going to need to look inside us, ourselves, and reestablish our own relationship with our country and build it from the ground up again inside. And if we can do that without borrowing money, without creating more debt, without throwing debt onto the children to the third generation, I think that would be a more sound approach. I don't like the idea of loaning money into existence and then creating new enterprise out of that, because really, unless it's going to be state-controlled, which is the goal of the socialists all along, and I'm completely opposed to it, unless it's going to be state-controlled, then who are we enriching? Who are we empowering? Are we building IG Farben all over again? What are we doing, Faber or Castell? These are the tough issues that we really need to face. But unfortunately, Vicki, these are not being discussed or debated in Congress.
No, they're not. And even if they do sort of laterally discuss it, they almost never discuss it straight on. There are one or two members of Congress that do discuss trade in an honest way, and that's Dennis Kucinich and Brian Dorgan. But, you know, while they oppose the trade, how we have the trade agreement set up, they support a lot of the other agenda. So it's kind of like you're working against a moving target, and there's 500 of those people in Congress. They're all working on different aspects of implementing the global system. So, I mean, it's almost, it's absurd.
Well, whenever you cut a socialist, a communist bleeds. So, anyway, it's a different ideology. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. We'll be back again in 3 minutes. Stay with me.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable-rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you.
visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we have returned in our last segment of today's broadcast. Been speaking and visiting with Vicki Davis. You know, always love to do this, folks. She's got so much research and so much to bring to the table. Vicki, I feel as though we've spent the morning so far out in the middle of a watermelon field, and we've been examining this one watermelon only to look up and see that we've got 100 acres of melons all around us. Another one of the articles that you sent to me for consideration on today's broadcast is in regards to this U.S. Department of State Geographic Bureau's testimony for Joan E. Spiro under the Secretary of State for Economic, Business, and Agricultural Affairs, House Committees, blah, blah, blah. This is a 1995 document, but in here it talks about the importance of the Asia-Pacific, and this is what I'll just read right off the off this article. It's a testimony. It says the Asia-Pacific is one of the most economically dynamic regions of the world. It accounts for 41% of world trade and half of world output. It's the fastest growing region in the world. 30 years ago, Asia alone accounted for only 4% of the world's economy. Today, it accounts for 25%. Some economists predict that by the year 2000, you see we're 10 years beyond that now, it'll account for 33%. And by the end of this century, one half of the world trade will take place in the Asia Pacific region. Asia is not only dynamic, it's also been increasingly a closer, more cohesive, more integrated region. 42% of Asia's trade now takes place within Asia, and intra-Asian trade is growing four times more rapidly than trade between the United States and Asia. Direct investment by Asians within Asia is also burgeoning, so on and so forth. It goes on. But then it comes down and it talks about the need to build this Silk Road. Here it goes. The world communications revolution, now underway, again this is the year 2000, will link the region ever tighter in the future. Pacific Rim countries are investing more than $21 billion annually to modernize and restructure their telecommunications networks. Fiber optic cables, the Silk Roads of the 21st century, are being laid throughout the Pacific. And so we can understand that companies like Microsoft and all of the rest of them, all of the people that are involved in the development of this, it was unnatural for them to take their product manufacturers and their IT people offshore and take them to Asia. because Asia was buying more of it than we were, and that they're looking at an Asia stronghold, a dynamic region, where there will be the number one or the 50% producer in the years to come ahead. So it only follows that the directions that the United States and Asia and these trading partners have gone, it only follows that it is logical, it is reasonable, it makes good common sense, but it also destroys our country in the process. So here we can see that the cure is worse than the disease.
Yeah, well, when you have these large corporations sitting at the table designing trade policy for their own businesses, that's what you end up with. And this global trading system, as we talked about in one of the earlier sessions, was started by the financials industry, you know, and the of course the technology industry overtook that, because you can't establish the financials industry in foreign countries without the technology. So you know, everybody is pointing at the Fed, let's get rid of the Fed, you know, all of this stuff. The ones we should be pointing at, I think, are people like Bill Gates and John Chambers, because they are the ones that have sold out this country by participating in this global system that they absolutely knew that was going to destroy our economy. But as long as they're making money, oh, what the hell, right?
Well, you know, the idea of this concept, you know, the wandering Jew, if you will, the people that have no homeland and so on, and the dual citizenship and all of that. Then there's the universal religion, the Catholic religion, and then there's all of the Jesuits that have gone all over the world from South America and Central America and Asia. You know, St. Francis Xavier started this drive as well. Then we can go back and we can hook up with the Dutch East India Company. You can go back and hook up with the Crown and all of the things that they've done. You know, this is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not a forever type of an experience. But we're seeing some major shifts today that are turning upside down the last 500 years of history. And when I think it was Rockefeller in the NAFTA, the JVS NAFTA, it was the FTAA brochure that they published, when he said that after 500 years, we've finally gotten to the point where we can build this new world order. It was a profound statement, simply because if we start from that point, if we start from the time of the Reformation and bring it forward, we can see how this multi-headed hydra has risen, where basically we now see the downside of this particular advancement. Yesterday, Vicki, I was reading from an article from a symposium back in 1955, and they were referring, the author, E.A. Gutkind, was referring to Martin Buber's I, Thou, I, It philosophical line of reasoning. But it's a major shift. It goes from that I, Thou, that universe-centered, that creative, creator-centered existence, to an I, It, where man and nature are pitted once against each other, even though man and nature are inseparable in that we are both part of the creation. But when we can make this division and look at the planet Earth as an it, and then look at it as basically an oyster bed where we can come in and we cherry pick, we can harvest that oyster bed, or think of it as a big school of fish that's all for our taking. You know, yeah, you can talk about free markets, you can talk about the ideas of Adam Smith and the Wealth of Nations and so on. But this is where we go when we start turning our eyes to mammon and unbridled lust and greed for power and riches and self-aggrandizement and glory and all of that. This is the downside of that cycle. So maybe we could have a little glimmer of a hope that we might be nearing the end of this particular cycle, this 500-year period. But at the other side, we also might be crossing this threshold into this new world order. And if we do cross this threshold and go into this blind canyon, I see no way out of this particular blind canyon at all.
No, I don't either. And that's why I work so hard on my research. And I within my own personal limitations, I do my best to try and gather up information, people, so that they understand the whole structure, because once they get this structure in place globally, people, average people, are going to be slaves. They are going to be work animals. The ones that survive, that is, the ones that survive, because corporate efficiency dictates that there are too many people in the world. They don't need all these people, you know, so there's a heck of a lot of people that they'd like to get rid of, and the efficiency dictates that they do it.
Even so, probability dictates that they do it, because the more people that you have, the greater the possibility, the probability, that you're going to come up with this radical or this extreme group that could be successful in turning this house of cards upside down. But so absolutely, we see population control, population reduction, controlling the food, controlling the water, profiting on every grain of sand and every blade of grass. All of this is in this system. So I think everyone needs to redouble their efforts out there in the listening audience. Encourage other people to come and listen to these broadcasts, download the archives of these talks that Vicki and I have had and the other hosts on the network, distribute them far and wide, link to it, help us build this network, get this word out to more people. This is the information that you're definitely not going to get. This is not your daddy's talk radio. This isn't just all Bibles and bullets and beans and Constitution. We have some real serious problems, and if we don't address them in a serious way and get Johnny on the spot, lickety split, we go inside of this Box Canyon, folks, and it's just exactly what it is. As soon as all the little ponies go down into the end of the canyon, they'll just bring the barriers across, and then they'll just start eating horse meat, and unfortunately, it's going to be us.
That's funny you say that. That's a picture that I have in my mind, is the way that they've set up this whole trading system. We're like the sheep that are staked out in the middle of a field, you know, to draw the predators.
Exactly.
And that's what they've done to us with this trading system. And if you think about it in terms of depopulation, I mean, how good is this strategically? You know, we've got an American company that sends out virus-laden flu vaccine to...
I have to interrupt you right there, folks. We're flat out of time once again. Hey, I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again tomorrow with another guest, Mel Hallett. Until then, folks, have a good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.